Cosmo Dramatic Society present To Hull and Back. This warm-hearted sitcom set in Hull was written by Lucy Beaumont, best known for her stand-up comedy. Mum and daughter are struggling to make ends meet, and Sophie is desperate to escape her overbearing mother, dreaming of a more adventurous life. In the original recording, Maureen Lipman played Mother alongside Lucy as Sophie, with Kerry Marsh playing friend Jean. To Hull and Back was aired in June 2014 on Radio 2. This is the first scene. Sophie, I'm home. Oh, mark my words, this is the last time I shall step foot in that job centre. They're on about a back-to-work scheme now. It's ridiculous. I'm a year off a state pension. She said to me, have you thought about speaking a foreign language, Sheila? I said, no, I haven't travelled much. She said, where's the furthest you've been? I said, Gatwick. Oh, well, we recommend Chinese Mandarin. I said, Chinese Mandarin? You don't recommend German Mandarin, then?
Have you been drinking?
I had a sherry in the pub to calm down.
I don't think it's worked.
It's Friday night, Sophie. Don't get on at me. Chinese Mandarin. Can you believe it? I said to her, we live in Ann Larby in Hull. Even the Chinese family at our takeaway can't speak Chinese.
Mother, wait. There's something I've got to tell you. I've got an audition in London. A real one.
What's that on your face?
Face mask. I made it with oats.
It's dripping off your chin.
I know. I had to use Ready Breck.
Oh, great. I'm begging for food and you're wearing it.
The audition's on Wednesday. You won't believe this. It's for a film. Didn't I say those drama classes would change my life?
Yeah.
Are you pleased?
I'm overjoyed.
It's not a big part, but if I got it, I'd definitely move down to London.
Good.
There's a few things we'd have to help you with, though, before I go.
What like?
Well, you've got no car, have you? How can you do your car boot without a car?
Oh, it's just my car boot, is it?
I've had to explore other avenues. I mean, oh, look at us, we're...
Don't you dare say poor. Don't say poor. Oliver Twist was poor. People in Uganda are poor. We're... Oh, not again. Have you got any change for the meter?
No.
We'll have to put the emergency on again. Here we go, every week, scrabbling around in the dark like voles. This wasn't how things were meant to be. Help me to the cupboard under the stairs. Don't trip. And we're not poor, Sophie. We are selective about our investments and expenditure. Oh, what's that? Oh, it's my gorilla. Funny thing. Do you know if you pull his banana, he sings, feeling hot, hot, hot.
I know. I nearly choked on my sugar puffs the other day. He goes off for no reason. And they've not done his mouth right. He looks ever so odd.
Well, it's made in Taiwan, isn't it? They don't have gorillas there. Here it is. I'll press the buttons. Get that torch off the hook. What's wrong with you?
Eyes are stinging. Can all the soft toys go this week?
There's an art in formulating the right things for a car boot sale.
How would you know? You won't let us take most of it. £9.78 we made last time.
Did you hear that? My heart's beating too fast.
Why?
Stress.
What from?
You. At least we're not common.
What?
Like the rest of them on this street. No, we could never be common. We've got good hair, you see.
Ernie isn't common.
No, he's just odd.
And Jean isn't.
Her mother is. She's got a mouth like a docker. You'd have lovely hair if you did it the way I told you. Will you stop doing that? Move that way a bit. I can't bend my neck. Just press that arrow twice.
Hold these then.
What are they?
Slices of tomato.
Where have they come from?
I had them on my eyes.
It's cucumbers. You put cucumbers on.
I know, but we didn't have any.
When people ask, why does she live at home still, Sheila?
There we are.
Right, get up. Now, don't put your weight on the handle. If the door shuts... Ugh, we can't get out.
Oh.
No, not oh.
Doesn't it open from the inside?
No, it's on a latch. Oh, I don't believe this.
It's okay. Jane will be round for her tea soon.
When did she say?
Sometime tonight or next Thursday.
Next Thursday? Push it with me.
I'm sure she'll come tonight. That door's open. Well, since we're here, I might as well tell you that when I'm down London, I'm going to go and meet my dad.
Is this how you kill me? Lock me in an enclosed space and then torture me with the D word. You're too short to live in London.
5'1".
Exactly. There are no jobs for girls your size. They go to taller women, women who put out. That's not something you'd be able to do. Do you want to be pressurised into sex by a middle-aged man with the promise of a secretarial job in the city?
No.
Well then, stay in Hull with your mother.
But I might get the part in this film.
Is it a big part? Can you live off the earnings till you're 45?
No, but I thought my dad might, you know, have some contacts. He's hairdresser to the rich and famous, isn't he?
Can you smell toast?
No.
I'm having a stroke then.
It's just there's not much going on around here.
No, not if you're locked in a gas cupboard.
This is my dream, Mother.
Ring him then.
What?
Ring him. Find the number to his salon in Mayfair or wherever it is and ring him. So you say to him, oh, hello. You probably won't recognise this voice, but you walked out on us 29 years ago. I'm 5'1" and put tomatoes on my eyes, but I'd love to meet you.
Are you two staying in there all night? Because I'll go home for my tea if you are.
Jean, we're locked in. How long have you been stood there?
Dunno.
It's you with the toast.
Yeah. Well, once I ascertained that the voices under the stairs were not due to the occult, I got a bit peckish.
Are you watching that Most Haunted again?
Yeah, but only in the day. No Derek and Cora after 4:30.
Sort yourselves out. I'm going to bed and I'll show you, Sophie. I'll have a new set of wheels by the end of the week without your help. You just wait.
Has she had to sell her car again?
Yeah. Jean, I've got to leave home.
You always say that. It's not that bad.
No, I mean it this time. I've got an audition for a film next week. I've got to get it.
What's that?
A singing gorilla.
Oh.
Do you see what I mean? I'm a mature, independent woman. It's time to go.
Sophie?
What?
Have you dyed your eyebrows?
No, it's felt tip.
Why are they different colours?
The brown ran out.
When are you going to London?
Thank you. The concept of Mortimer Dramatic Society doing a radio play was suggested by Phil Collins, who approached the BBC for permission. Mary Crawley played the mother, Kerry Thomas, Sophie, and Andrea McCullen, Jean. This recording was co-produced by Paula Stenson and Katja Hunt. Technical production by Paula Stenson. Sound effects sourced by Tom Shorrock. Narrator, Mary Fleming. We would like to thank the BBC for granting permission for us to record To Hull and Back.